Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phrenology report for the week of February 4th, 2023. My name is Sol and I'm your phrenologist for this week. February is known by the Ojibwe as a suckerfish moon. On Sunday, February 5th, a full moon was observed. Also on this day, the ice coverage on Lake Superior was 14%. On Wednesday, February 8th, the ice coverage decreased to 11%. Due to the above freezing temps on Monday and Tuesday this week, which led to lots of melting. The ice coverage on Lake Superior was still down from about 23% for the average of this time of year. Several students have reported seeing shards of ice-like glass along the shore of Lake Superior. On Tuesday, February 7th, we received about 2 to 3 inches of wet, heavy snow. It quickly melted by the next day as the sun had returned and temperatures were in the mid to high 30s. Because of the warm temperatures, the 6th graders ice skated without their warm winter gear. Some students even noticed mud in front of the school due to lots of melting. Ms. Jackson came across wolf tracks in her field that were located on a deer trail on Monday, February 6. Lila and her family were on a walk when they saw 2 deer running across the field. Ms. Morgan's class has been monitoring rabbit activity in our school forest at their bunny restaurant. So far, they've counted 441 pieces of scat, 40 nibble marks, 56 bite marks, and 15 tracks. They also have observed 1 set of fox tracks. Ms. Jackson spotted wild turkey tracks in her driveway on Monday, February 6. Other bird activity has been minimal in our school forest except for the occasional chickadee sighting. This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.